Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the one thing that was great about Saturday was met a lot of guys.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Now, I tried to up you one during the break. We got Cleveland Thursday Night Football, NFL, Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Pittsburgh at Cleveland.
Okay.
I thought I was doing something, tapping into my Eddie Murphy. It goes, it's the Unk Bowl because of Flacco and Aaron Rodgers, and you know they call us Unk when you're old. And then you up me one with what?
They call it it's the Icy Hot Bowl. Remember the Ice Bowl in Chicago?
Well, Icy Hot being that they're old and
yeah.
Yeah, gotcha.
That's pretty
you
good.
Got one, Evan? You heard anything out?
Give it some time.
Yeah, it's just whatever. They sprinkled in an old timers game right in the middle of the regular
that's
season.
Damn good.
Hall of Fame game?
Not bad.
Yeah.
By the way, I got
Flacco's not going to be there. But,
boy, this would be my time to say you just need to man up and say what you want to say. And are you willing to say it?
That's on our show.
Are you willing to say Mac Jones is better than Brock Purdy?
No, I'm willing to say what I said.
I forget. That's okay. Why I asked.
Coming out of college. Who was the better quarterback?
Okay, now here I got to fight you with semantics.
Maybe I did say it.
I got to fight you with semantics.
I told you Willard and Dibbs that, Stoney. Now he's in heaven. He has the luxury that Brock and Jimmy had, and we're seeing a new Mac. So I need to see more of him before I go, oh, I'm 100%. But, man, I'm watching these throws he's making, man. And Brock can't make them like that with the precision. So I'm not going to lie to myself.
Man, they're not like... With all due respect, then we got a problem.
You don't until...
If you're right and Mac Jones is better than Brock Purdy, or could be, and I'm not saying you're stating okay, that, right. But there are people out there who clearly think it, then we've got a problem.
But we might not because the experiment is going to come to an end when this toe heals. He's got a contract.
No, but I'm saying that's why there'll be a problem. If Mac Jones wins Sunday, goes away, Brock Purdy quarterbacks for a couple games, the results are mixed, and people think Jones had better success with the offense, well, that's a problem. It just is. And then even when Mac Jones goes away in a year, there's going to be the residual that, Kyle's gotten three guys to have success in our organization now. You know what I mean?
No, I really mean this. We're having this discussion, and it came out of left field, but they're going to utilize Mac because I believe somebody's coming for Mac. That's already done. Some team's coming for Mac, and the Niners can use that, and who knows what they get for him. But at that time, you could use that for – where you lack or the upcoming draft. But I'm just telling you, all it takes right now for this noise to die down, if you deem it noise, is Brock tells the coaching staff, I'm able to go. Then this goes away, right?
Unless they say we don't think you're ready. Because the way you were limited Wednesday, and they've got to see that he can go through some practices doing – the most game simulation you can, even though that's unrealistic.
Yeah, but what's scary is, and unrealistic about that, Stoney, practice ain't the games. So, you know,
if he can't do stuff in practice,
you can't put him
on the field.
But my point is, maybe you get through the practice, the simulation, and then you get out there with live stuff, and it's like, oh, holy hell.
No doubt. This from the 707 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. I think it's too early to say who's better because they both have different strengths and weaknesses. I agree with that. I don't know who's better.
And is it real? Is it a what's the bad foul?
Flagrant?
Yeah, flagrant foul of me to go back to college and say, if we went back there, revisionist history, Brock couldn't hold, nobody knew who Brock was at Iowa State. Like, I know you guys are telling me that means nothing now, but does it? And why I bring that up is, are we surprised that a guy from Alabama that played big-time football all of a sudden now is taking advantage of a great coach and a great system?
I don't think Mac Jones is better than Brock Purdy. If you were like, Steiny, who's better? I'd have to say Purdy. Yeah,
and you would be right.
Because he's up until more. This point, he's been a better quarterback over his career than Mac Jones. I would not say Mac Jones is better after what, or after, and I didn't see him in New England play a lot, but after four games, I'm definitely not ready to say Mac Jones is better than Brock Purdy. That's just where I want to start. But the bigger question is, has there been a clamor to that we got to have Brock Purdy to win? Most teams, we got to have our starting quarterback to win. And here, for whatever reason, and it should be considered a positive, this guy can win with numerous quarterbacks, apparently.
Steiny, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how much do you think the lack of clamor is because Brock came back, people saw Brock bad, he wasn't healthy? How much do you think that is why the phones aren't ringing off the hook in regard to, we need this guy, we need this guy? How much of that do you think? Because I believe it's 90% of why it sounds like it's been quiet.
Yeah, I think it's a combination. I think it's a combination of that, where some probably feel like they brought him back too soon, so now let's just be extra cautious. Right. But they wouldn't be saying that if Mac Jones were not playing as well as he does. That's why, like, and you brought this up with Chris Broussard, who joined us earlier from FS1. League's going to change next week. After the games, everything's going to change. And if Mac Jones doesn't play well on Sunday and they lose, he's done.
All right, okay.
Like, he's done in a way.
Yeah, that would be, I got you.
Let's go to Austin in San Mateo. Hey, Austin, how you doing, man?
Pretty good. I just want to say this. Brock Purdy, he got lucky. He fell into to the 49ers, already made Super Bowl team ready. On the offense with the receivers, the offensive line, the defense, they was already Super Bowl ready. He just got lucky and fell into that. Now, you look at it now, and he's struggling without these star players. He's struggling without this great offensive line, with all these defenses that are injured. Bosa and Duke injured. The whole defense is injured. A whole new, with Robert Saleh coming back, it's just all over the place right now. And then with Mac Jones, man, it can't look too much better than what it's looking right now. I'm stumbling on my words because of Mac Jones is looking good without these star players.
Well, you know what?
Just imagine if he had these star players.
Yeah, that's
the limit for him.
No, I appreciate that, Austin.
Austin.
You know, that is another part of this equation where Mac is 3-1 with an undermanned team.
Man.
So, but you know, the other thing. Like, the other thing I haven't heard anything like this, and I get it, you never know about injuries. But here's what I'm not hearing either. It's week 7?
Yeah.
Why haven't I heard any 49er fans call in and say, look, all we got to do is hang in there for another week or two,
right,
or three, and by week 10, we're going to have Purdy, we're going to have Kittle. We might have Pearsall back. Who knows? Ayuk's window might be open.
All right.
And when that happens, we are going to roll offensively and make a run in the second half. And hopefully our defense can keep us in games. Like, I haven't heard that.
Because your backup quarterback, I'm going Major League Baseball playoffs today, Steiny, he's going 2-for-4. He's going 3-for-5. He's getting hits. You don't miss something until it's gone. And I'm just looking at Bourne, and I'm looking at this offense, and I'm looking at some throws, because I can't be disrespectful, and I'm not trying to, and I'm not scared to, The bottom line, Donnie, is the arm talent challenge. That's, you know, and that's just one facet of it. I mean, Mac is showing you he's taller back there, and he's letting them go. So I'm sitting there thinking to myself, even against Tampa, you know, he's hitting Bourne in stride, and I'm like, damn, not that Purdy can't do that.
Well, he won't. He can't. The minute Purdy comes back, Kendrick Bourne is not going to have a 100-yard game. Then the throws are going to go more to Jennings if he's healthy.
And I got to tell you, I want him to start Sunday so I can see that.
You know, it's funny. Yeah,
Pearsall was putting up big numbers, too, before he's getting you. So I got to hit, you know, Purdy's connection was with Pearsall. But, man.
I mean, of course, Mac Jones has played with Bourne before, and Purdy's played with Jennings before. Purdy hasn't played with Bourne. So Mac Apollo Jones Cruz, hasn't played with Jennings. Yeah. So
you really want to you put stock in this. This is our guy Apollo Cruz in the chat. Mac is cooking with backups. Is he? And I just like, is that how you really, is that why it looks different or is hitting different? Because he's doing it without Kittle?
Well, I think he's been good. I don't necessarily think cooking.
The Arizona game, the yards.
You know, the passing yards per game are...
Those are stats, though.
Right, but keep in mind that the reason that's happened is because they're not running the ball well. And when Purdy gets back, maybe they still can't run the ball. And then Purdy's going to start throwing as much as Mac and kind of start throwing it around the yard.
I got a question for you. How much of the Ram victory in front of the world or country... On Thursday night football against a healthy Ram team, do you think went a long way, even though they almost lost it, they didn't, for Mac, even whatever you want to describe or use, word you want to use to describe what you think's going on with the quarterback position?
I think it's all four games.
That was major, right?
Well, yeah, but it's all four games. All right. I mean.
That hit different, though.
Yeah, it was a great
win.
They
were minus 8.5.
Exactly. So I think it's been his total – kind of, you know, portfolio since he's been here.
Jim Molay says nobody's cooking with this O-line.
Yeah, let's go to Orlando in San Bruno. What's going on, Orlando? How you doing?
Good, good. Thank you, guys. Thank you for taking the call. I just want to quickly say, just like the resume that really helped Purdy in the NFL was being a starter for 4 years. On that note, Mac comes from a Division III NFL conference. That's why Mac showed what he did versus the Rams. And then the last thing is Mac does have a better arm. They're both true leaders. And I just hope that everything goes well with no more serious injuries. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, they can't get any worse right now, right, Donnie? I mean,
what can?
The Mount Rushmore of losing your important players?
It sure can.
Your best defensive lineman.
Mac
your
Jones
best
get hurt on the first play.
Well.
Christian McCaffrey could get hurt. Yeah. You never know.
I need to, yeah.
I mean, I expect him to get healthier. Let's get into this kind of the draft thing back in the day. I mean, it's when you say Mac was better than Brock Purdy. Like, I know this is who I am, and it's what drives people crazy. But I would have to say, I don't know that's true. He was evaluated much more highly by anyone who matters. However,
he was worthy of a top five pick, maybe, you know?
Well, was he? Like, the way I look at it is Mac Jones, to make a basketball comparison, Mac Jones played at Duke.
Yes.
And he played with four other starting NBA players who would be future NBA players, and he did his job. Brock Purdy went to Iowa State, where they were undermanned, had to probably quarterback in a more risky way, put up numbers, but it's like, okay, he went to a mid-major. Like, so did Steph Curry.
Right.
Like, you could say, who, Johnny Flynn. Yeah. Johnny Flynn was drafted before Steph Curry. People thought he was better. Johnny Flynn went to Syracuse. Curry went to Davidson. But Curry's better. But they evaluate, you know, one guy, at least in that case, evaluated it wrong. Or a couple guys, because I think Curry, you look, who was the number one pick when Curry came out? I can't remember off the top of my head.
Blake Griffin?
But the point is, it doesn't matter. Curry would have gone one if everybody knew he was going to be who he was.
Right.
But he went seven because, I don't know, some guys had more pedigree and all that other stuff.
But I think about, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, but I don't think it matters now.
Grant Hill went to Duke and played with studs, and Chris Webber played with studs.
Right, and Jay Billis went to Duke, and he never played in the NBA. And Mark Allery was one of the best players in Duke history, and he never was a good pro. And Gene Banks was terrific at, like...
I guess what I'm telling you is, just from a Mac Jones standpoint, isn't he starting to change the narrative? And he's done it for me already. That, and what we've, this season's been about in the NFL and last season with Darnold, now Daniel Jones in Indy, and Baker Mayfield. Aren't you getting that feel to Mac Jones? And maybe he'll go somewhere else and ball out and get paid. But the bottom line, Steiny, is I know what I saw on a national collegiate level on big time Saturday nights, national championship games with Mac Jones. That was no fluke. So all
no, but
the
he had
reason
an all-star,
I bring that up
he had an all-star
is,
team around him.
Okay.
Just like Brock had with the Niners 5 years or four, you know,
yeah,
3 years,
Brock
three or 4 years
was
ago.
Under the jail in regard to how, excuse me, Mac was about people were ready to throw him away. And now all of a sudden he's resurrected and got a life preserver from Kyle. And all of a sudden, Steiny, as much as we think, oh, like there's nothing fluke about him being in a good situation now, Mac Jones. Seeing the Mac that we were supposed to be, where we're supposed to see when he got drafted is all.
I'm not even close to there after four games of seeing Mac Jones.
But it's not preposterous, right?
What?
You could you're like, Guru, give me seven more games of this, then I can be there. Like
what if I told you no? I'd need to see a year or two of it almost. Because I saw a couple years of it with Brock. And I get it. He's 3-1 and Mac looks good and he looks so good we're talking about what we're talking about. And Evan used the phrase too.
What'd he say?
You have to allow for the fact that Mac Jones is going to regress from his first four games. You have to allow for that, don't you?
Yeah, and I'm not mad at that, but I look at it on the flip side. He regressed in regard to his career and where he was at and what was so stinky. Pepe Le Pew in Carolina and New England with Matt Patricia. That was the regression.
Okay, but I got to just tell you, you're sounding like guy who thinks Mac Jones is better than Brock Purdy.
And I thought that...
And that's fine. Okay. I'm just not there
now.
Yet.
Yep, he hadn't done it. Brock Purdy took this team to a Super Bowl, Steiny. I got it like... And then on the fly, took over and took him to the NFC Championship game. My question is, and I hate to do this, do you think Mac Jones could have did it with that Niner team or those Niner teams?
I don't know.
Could Baker Mayfield have done it under Kyle?
Well, Baker now
No,
could.
I'm just saying, Sam Darnold... Like, this dude is flexing.
Something about Baker, I don't think Shanahan would want to coach. But that's another aspect of this. All these quarterbacks that Shanahan has gotten something out of, Garoppolo, Mac Jones, and Brock
Purdy. They're not exactly...
To me, they're all the same. They're like, they were quarterbacks who weren't highly thought of when they came to the 49ers, and they look like damn good quarterbacks when they play for the San Francisco 49ers. That's Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah.
It has to be. Because these are just average names that we're looking at.
There's no doubt.
They're average names. I'm not saying they're average quarterbacks. 888-957-9570 is the number. Here's how the day started. The day started with the boss and I and Guru and Evan talking about why there isn't a clamor for Brock Purdy to get back. The boss, me, and we're talking about it, and it just doesn't feel like anybody's saying, we got to get Brock back and start rolling. Like a lot of starting quarterbacks are talked about. And the question is that because Mac Jones been good enough to allow you to be conservative with Brock Purdy, which makes sense, or... Are you starting to think that Mac Jones might be better than Brock Purdy?
But
that's not the craziest question in the world.
But and people are going to say, Guru, have you heard yourself the last hour? Yes, I have. The bottom line is I jumped out my seat like I had the Holy Ghost in the meeting in the green room because I felt like the clamoring is silent because of what happened when Jacksonville And I told you on this show during the crossover with Willie and Dibby, I told you, Steiny, I would sit him for four, put him on the IR.
Right.
But now, again, I want to ask you real quick.
But that's different. Like, that's different. You can be a 49er fan and say, I'm really worried about his turf toe. Let's just give him 4 weeks.
So with that, there's no clamoring for 4 weeks. You see what I'm saying? If that's my mindset. But that,
we don't know if he's out for 4 weeks. Well, my point is that nobody seems to be saying we need Brock Purdy to win.
Because I feel like the message is take your time with that toe. You
and
guys
I'm just
rushed
saying,
it back last time.
And I'm saying that most teams would want their franchise quarterback back ASAP.
Okay.
As soon as he were ready. Not let's let this guy quarterback Mac Jones till he loses a game. Not let's give Brock an extra week and then we'll give him one more week.
All right.
I mean, it sounds to me that if Brock said, you know what, I'm 99%. I'm ready to go. Some fans would be like, no. Wait till he's 100. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's 100, though. I hear you.
But 99, but if everybody's hurt right now and everybody's playing at 90% and Purdy's at 80, but he gets up to 90 and most guys are playing at 90, he's got to get back. You know what I mean? Yeah. Then he's healthy enough as his teammates. So I think they would, like, would they, how about this? Would and maybe physically he couldn't, but would Brock Purdy have played with all the, would they have let Brock Purdy play if he were banged up like Juwan Jennings? Probably not. Because I think that's because of Mac Jones.
And okay, I'll give you that. But my question to you, and I don't know if Brock has a brother or not, but let's just say you're his best friend. Put all this into perspective for us, Donnie, and you could have a real conversation with Brock Purdy right now. And if the Niners were to win the next 2 to 3 games quarterback, let's just say 2 games quarterback by Mac Jones,
all right,
would you being Brock's best friend say, hey, pal, you might want to get back sooner than later because of this avalanche, shout out Colorado, that's coming with the Mac train in regard to wins? Or would Brock say, I got the bag, I'm the dude, when I'm healthy, they're going to put me right back in?
If Mac Jones wins the next 2 games
and looks at serviceable,
and Brock Purdy announces he's healthy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
What would you do?
I believe they're going to say, Brock, you're our quarterback.
Right. They're not, right. Exactly. They're not going to say, well, let's let Mac roll a little longer.
Because you said it last week, Steiny. It was called, we're up against it, ride the hot hand, like Dallas did with Dak.
Yeah, I don't think there's any definitive answer here.
I think his resume supersedes 5 or 6 good.
Here's what I think. I think everybody is smart enough that watches the NFL to know that a backup quarterback is everyone's best friend until he becomes the starter. This guy's become the starter. He's been doing a nice job as a backup, but now there's like more talk maybe than there should be about, yeah, maybe you don't need Brock.
But he
back.
Came into the league as a starter, Steiny, 50 games.
We got Brian Finneran, former Atlanta Hawks wide receiver, coming up at 1 o'clock. We'll get into some nuts and bolts about the Falcons. They've won 2 impressive games recently, and they're coming into Santa Clara on Sunday. Hey, head on over to YouTube and Twitch to see Steiny and Guru by searching 957. And while you're there, download and subscribe for all of our great content right here at 957 The Game.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.